up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello there, and welcome to this week's edition of New Horizons. I'm Vaughan Bennison. Today we follow up on some rather sad news that I passed on to you last week, and that is the departure of Leah Van Poppel, our CEO for the last 12 or 13 months. We'll talk to Emma Bennison and Leah Van Poppel in just a moment, but at the end of the program, we'll do another rundown of the convention dates for the state conventions coming up later this year, and also some other news from the National Women's Branch. Right now, though, it's over to our feature interview. I feel very honoured in this edition of the program to be joined by two lovely ladies. We're talking to Leah Van Poppel and Emma Bennison, both from Blind Citizens Australia. Ladies, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thanks, Vaughan.
Leah, you're leaving us, unfortunately, as we've said on the program before, and there's been a media release about it. Blind Citizens Australia has come ahead in leaps and bounds in the last 12 or 13 months since you've been the CEO. What would you say is the thing that you're most proud of?
I think I'm most proud of seeing BCA's members engage and seeing that engagement flourish in a number of different ways. So, you know, there have been people posting to the list. There have been people who have been engaged in convention, people have been coming to some of the forums that we've been holding around the country, but people have also been calling into the office and talking to us as individuals about the issues that affect them on a day-to-day basis, and I'm really proud of that connection that the office now has with its members.
And what is it that you're moving on to? Are you allowed to say?
I am allowed to say. So when the release was put out, I had a position, but I only just had the position. So unsuccessful candidates hadn't been notified at that stage, so we weren't able to say too much. So I'm moving to a state-based advocacy service in Victoria called the Youth Disability Advocacy Service, and I will be doing some NDIS readiness work with them. So speaking to young people, sort of 12 to 25, about the NDIS and what it might mean for them and what could be possible for them.
Excellent. Emma, why don't you talk about the relationship that you and Leah have developed over the last year, and maybe tell us what you think is has been Leah's greatest achievement with the organisation.
Sure. Well, it's been fantastic working with Leah, actually. I've really enjoyed it. You know, apart from the fact that I think we've worked really well together, we've also, you know, had a lot of fun along the way. So, you know, I'll really miss that. But certainly I would agree with Leah that one of her greatest achievements has absolutely been re-engaging the members, and not only you know, encouraging members to talk to BCA, but also Leah's really clear, consistent, transparent, open communication with members has really made an enormous difference. And I know a lot of members have commented on that on the email lists and through other forums, that it's just been really refreshing to have such clear, open communication from Leah and from the office. So that has been an incredible step forward for us, and I'm personally really grateful to Leah for what she's done in that area, and just, you know, in terms of making people feel welcome, feel like you know, making all members feel like they've got something useful to contribute to the organisation, I think that's just been really fantastic and a pleasure for us to observe as a board.
Leah, back to you for a moment. You've been in several different guises in Blind Citizens Australia. Now that you're leaving the position of CEO, and I've lost track of whether this is an election year or not, but have you formed any intentions of joining the board so that you can take your place and take your part in setting the strategic direction for the organisation?
Look, I think at this stage it's too early for me to say that. One of the reasons that I made what was actually quite a difficult decision to leave BCA, because I love the organisation and I've loved going in the role of CEO and working with Emma and the board to take BCA in some new directions, was because I've, you know, in my personal life, there are things that I need to attend to with just more time and more headspace than this job, no matter how supportive the board and the staff and the organisation as a whole are, can really afford. So I need to be able to take the time to do those things. and also to have a bit of time and space to kind of reflect. But I certainly think that at some stage I'll be jumping back into BCA and having some involvement with it in some shape or form, because, you know, I'm not leaving this organisation because I don't think it does good. I think BCA does an enormous amount to empower people who are blind or vision impaired and to bring pride to people who are blind or vision impaired.
Emma, what's next for BCA?
Well, I mean, in the first instance, we are looking very soon to be appointing a temporary chief operating officer, and we'll be doing that fairly soon, and hoping that that position will be in place for a 6-month period. And during that time, our intention is to have a look at the role of CEO as it currently stands, recognising, as Leah said, that it is a massive job, and wanting to have a look at it in its entirety, and just work through, you know, whether there are changes that we need to make to the way that the position operates, whether there are other structures that we need to look at, or things that we need to take into account. So yeah, just to have a look and give some consideration to that, and hopefully not be too rushed, and then, you know, obviously in the future look to appoint a permanent person to the position.
Well, Leah, on behalf of the Blind Citizens Australia membership and the community at large, I wish you luck with your future, and I thank you for your time and your service to Blind Citizens Australia.
Thank you, Vaughan. It's been a pleasure to work with you as the voice of New Horizons, and I wish BCA as a whole all the best for the future.
Emma Bennison, President, and Leah Van Poppel, outgoing CEO of Blind Citizens Australia. Stay tuned to this program. As more information comes to hand, we'll bring it to you relating to who's going to be taking over from Leah, etc. And now, as promised, a rundown on the state conventions. We did give you these dates a couple of weeks ago. However, one or two things have changed, and a few more pieces of information have come to light. So let's do it again. The Queensland Forum will be held in Brisbane on the 8th of October, and that's as previously advised. The New South Wales Convention will be held on the 15th and 16th of October. That's going to be held in Coffs Harbour. The South Australian Forum, which at the time that I brought you these dates previously hadn't been announced yet, has now been confirmed, and it will be held on the 29th of October. And then following that, for the first time in some years, there will actually be a forum in Tasmania. So if you are living in Tasmania and are interested, by all means, get on the bandwagon, put your name in, and make sure that you attend that forum. The venue and the time haven't been decided yet. However, more information will be given as it comes to hand. That will be held on the 5th of November, for those of you who remember Guy Fawkes Night. I remember Guy Fawkes Night very fondly. I don't think there'll be any fireworks at the convention. Certainly, I hope there won't be any fireworks at the Tasmanian Forum. However, it would be fun, wouldn't it? The Victorian Convention, which was originally set to be held on the 5th of November, is actually going to be on the 12th of November, and that will be now held in Melbourne, not Wangaratta, as previously advised. So, if you're keen to go to the Victorian Forum, it's on the 12th of November. For all of these conventions, you can get in touch with the office on 1800 033 660, and they'll be happy to furnish you with the information and the requisite details that you'll need to get involved. By the way, that forum in Melbourne will be held at the Bayview on the Park, and I was there recently for the roundtable on information access. So if you're from outside Melbourne and you feel that you might need somewhere to stay, they have good accommodation at that hotel. So by all means, feel free to get in touch with the BCA head office, and as I said, they'll give you all the details that you could ever require. A few months ago on the program, you'll remember we spoke to Helen Ferris about some teleconference link-ups they were having with women from all over Australia as part of the National Women's Branch talks. I've been asked by Helen to pass on a message to you about the third link-up, and it says the following. For our third link-up, the National Women's Branch NWB committee thought it would be worthwhile and fun to talk about an activity which you will either love or hate. Shopping. This activity includes many forms nowadays, some of which make shopping for women with vision loss either a pleasure or a chore. What do we usually shop for? Groceries, fresh produce, clothing, appliances, gifts. Considerations could include access, service, barcodes, advice on purchases, prices, options, in-store or online. This link-up will take place on the evening of Thursday the 25th of August at 8:30pm Eastern Time, so that includes Victoria, New South Wales, ACT and Queensland, 8 o'clock South Australia and Northern Territory, and 6:30 in the evening for people in Western Australia. Now, it will be held on the free teleconference service, so whilst the teleconference itself won't be charged, the call will be charged. You will need to be able to ring a Melbourne phone number, so depending on what phone plan you're using will depend on how much that costs, so you'll need to sort that out. Also, if there's sufficient interest, a daytime link-up could be held to cover this topic for anybody who's not available in the evening. So if you'd like that to happen, then by all means get in touch and they'll be happy to put that together. If you'd like to have more information or get your name down to take part in this teleconference, then you can do one of two things. You can either email Helen Freris on hfreris, that's H-F-R-E-R-I-S, at tpg.com.au. That email address again, hfreris, H-F-R-E-R-I-S, at tpg.com.au, or you could contact the office on 1-800-033-660 and ask them to get Helen to ring you back, and she'll give you all of the information that you could require for this teleconference on the 25th of August. If you're not a member of the Women's Branch but would like to be, you can do so. Assuming you're a member of BCA, you can pay a once-off fee of $10. If you'd like to know how to become a member, you can email nwb@bca.org.au. That's NWB for National Women's Branch at bca.org.au. And they'll be happy to let you know how you can become a member of the Women's Branch so you too can take part in this interesting discussion about shopping. So remember, that's Thursday the 25th of August at 8:30 for the eastern states, 8 o'clock for those in the centre of the country, and for people in Western Australia, it's 6:30. So don't miss that one. It's set to be a really interesting discussion. Hopefully they'll continue to have these talks, and we'll hear from the National Women's Branch in future programs about their views and what they are planning to have link-ups about in the future. Just a reminder, if you want to go to those conventions, you can get in touch with the office on 1-800-033-660 and they'll put you in touch with the appropriate people to get more information about the conventions, and they will also give you information about how you can register for those conventions or forums. Just a recap, that's Queensland on the 8th of October, New South Wales on the 15th and 16th, South Australia on the 29th, Tasmania on the 5th of November, and Victoria on the 12th of November. So that's the convention dates once again. Don't forget that Blind Citizens Australia does get funding from the government and also from Vision Australia, but does heavily rely on donations from the community and particularly from its members. So if you're keen to donate to Blind Citizens Australia, get in touch with the National Office and they will inform you as to how you can do that. You can also have a look at the BCA webpage because that has information on how to donate as well. I'm Vaughan Bennison. It's been a pleasure to have your company on this week's edition of New Horizons. If you'd like to get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, you can contact them by email on bca@bca.org.au or by telephone on 1-800-033-660. That's 1-800-033-660. And I'll join you again next week.
We'll achieve the realization of our dreams. Of our dreams.